from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We heard Jeff all throughout the morning talking about the Michael Hall situation and how it looks like that is, in a way, going to resolve itself, I think you would say, Anthony. And we said we had to let the judicial process play it out last week, or the process of law play out last week. There's a lot of things that a lot of people didn't know. A lot of people did not know about the incident in Columbus last year.
At the airport, yeah.
This is still a situation. We don't know necessarily what happened. There are statements that are made, and then it seems to be recanted. This is why it brings into question again, like, you couldn't, like, go back and just say, well, he's suspended until further notice. Like, it's not a college team. So you can't, there's a right to work or right to show up. I don't know if I would have put him right out there, but we talked about that last year.
I said, with all the stuff happening, remember, there are kids involved in this. With all of that happening and what was a dispute of some sort, even though now she has recanted most of what she said about the gun threat, about the gun to the head, there's still signs of physical violence in there, but she's recanted, right? I mean, this domestic abuse case, unfortunately.
I mean, at least to furniture, or at least to your walls or whatever, which is, I mean, it can be a scary thing, can be menacing in its own right. To any person out there, it can be a scary situation. Yeah. Listen, I don't know what's on between them. I know that, again, it's a workplace, and they can make the decision they want to make. Again, there were teams that listed him as undraftable.
Right.
Now, we found that out post all the draft and everything. But when it comes to a workplace, like, if you and I worked in an office and we knew a guy named Gary and we knew that Gary had an issue like that, I have to look at it as Gary's business while the legal process plays out. And does Gary have the right to work while the legal process plays out? Now, you could say this is a professional football team, and maybe there's a question of how the shield looks. Well, that's up to the league. And they're going to have to look at everything because they're still...
And they are investigating.
Yes. Like, there could still be a situation where, to the league, this is not a good look, and you have to pay a penalty for this, and that's all possible there. But while it's going on, like, yeah, there is a right to work in that case. So playing in the preseason game on Saturday... Didn't look great. Did not look great. But when you're letting that process play out, and when you know that a lot of people did, again, the vast majority of people did not know about this incident in Columbus last year. They don't know that, where it seems that this is a very difficult situation between these two. And I'm going, man, these are two young people that need some help, it seems.
Yeah, and that's all I said at
this
the time.
Is what this
was
is.
Clearly something was going on,
and
now you have a documented history.
Yeah.
Between these two, that I just didn't understand why he needed to be at practice the very next day. I thought it made the Browns look tone deaf to, you know, just domestic violence cases as a
whole.
About,
and yes, what about him being in the building?
Multiple
though?
Sides. Yeah, I mean, you had made the case that they got to at least talk to him. So I guess that's fine. You could have had him in the building. But now, you know, the process is going to play out. He still has to go to court. So it's not concluded yet, although it looks like there's momentum now, if you believe in that type of thing, for this case to be wrapped up. I do think we should all, you know, We weren't there. We weren't part of the situation. We just have police report. Unfortunately, there are kids involved. So I think all of us should be on the same page here. Like, let's hope these two can work out whatever differences they have
Children.
Have been going on for over a year.
There's an older child. There's a younger child. There's children there. That's a difficult situation.
Imagine that. And we all strive to have a home where our kids feel safe and our kids, we feel guilty anytime we argue in front of our kids at all. Well, look at what degree this might have gotten to.
Yeah.
Without knowing the specifics because we weren't there. But I mean that's a scary situation.
It's been a bizarre week over in the borough. There's a lot of people, we got to pray for them, and it's like, well, that's the right attitude to have about this, because again, there's young people, someday football will end. Yeah, there's a chance to take care of you and yours for a long time, but there's also, hey, we need to get this figured out about how to act with one another here. Because you don't want anything to ever get close to anything like this again. We don't know what happened, but obviously it was a scenario scary enough for everybody involved that police showed up. You don't want anything like that to ever happen again. So it's unfortunate. It's scary that it ever got to such a level, but hopefully they can move on and they can find some sort of peace with each other or separate it from each other, one of the two. 216-474-0092.
Just on a side note, I know we're moving on. I mean, think about an NFL team and how many different players they have in their locker room.
Mm-hmm.
How many guys cycle through too that are always trying to make a team practice squad. And then to try to separate their home life from what could be going on at home.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot. It's got to be a lot for Andrew Berry, for coaching staffs. And that's why they do the vetting that they do.
Well,
during the draft process.
I've often thought about this. Like, I remember when I did the night show, this is, considering things that we've talked about since, this is really, I don't think anybody would have this perspective. But when we did the night show, there was a story that came out that Joe Hayden had 6 cars. And I remember getting calls about Joe Hayden and his 6 cars. And people were saying some strong stuff about Joe Hayden because of the story about 6 cars and about his what he's doing with his money and how it's all wrong. And I remember I was like shocked, and I'm going, guys, at the time I was 25, 26.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6 years old. I'm just a little bit older than Joe. I'm going, guys, if I had Joe's money, I would have 6 cars. I wouldn't have the same cars as he has. My tastes are a little bit for more classic vehicles. But I was like, I'd have 6 cars. But you realize in some way, all right, you take a 20-year-old and then you give them money, and then you have people around them that have expectations. Then you have people who come around them. It can be a tough scenario. And when you have 53 guys in a roster or 90 guys in a roster, and what makes football special is that you have big bodies, little bodies. You have people from Texas and Ohio and Seattle, Washington, all the way down to Boca Raton, Florida. You have people from so many diverse backgrounds, and they have to be in a room together, and you can get some very strong things going, and then you see all their family backgrounds and what they consider their family backgrounds and all those other things.
You're right. You're right. And imagine trying to make sure that, you know, none of that stuff from home life pours into, you know, what happens in the actual locker room or on the football field, like trying to separate all that stuff.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. So that's a, again, I know it's a difficult situation to discuss. And, you know, for those two who are involved, you know, hopefully, again, you find some sort of peace together or a peace separately because there are children involved. Jack Conklin and the possibilities of him being at left tackle. Are you willing to accept Jack Conklin and the possibilities with him at left tackle? Because there were a couple people. I've argued with people for a long time that you can't just willy-nilly move guys around. You can't just take them and move them around. And there were some people who used it as like, hey, Ken, I'm like, if it weren't a big deal that he was moving in different positions, you wouldn't care about seeing the video. I think it's Browns filmed on Twitter. I got to figure out which exact one to give them credit. But they found that video, and it's I'm going, guys, if it weren't such a big deal that he was possibly switching a position, there wouldn't be a video to post. You wouldn't care. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. Like, that's how big of a deal this might be if Jack Conklin were to be listed as healthy coming up here in the next couple of weeks and then possibly be listed as a left tackle. He played a significant amount of it in college, but here we are.
I was nervous. I'm always nervous about moving guys around, although Jack Conklin at this stage of his career looking more and more like he could be that very, very expensive swing offensive lineman that could be placed anywhere on that line, and hopefully it'll work out, because remember, it's a position he'd played before, right? It was at college that Conklin, so it'd been a long time since he had been able to play there. But I was encouraged because yesterday, finally, he was out there. What you said, Jedrick Wills as well. So, hey, we're closing in on the season here. The offensive line, we still have a lot of talent on that offensive line. I am nervous because Callahan's not there. I thought Callahan was able to work miracles last year with backups and overtime with the Cleveland Browns. So I am optimistic now that finally something's happening. I'm sure if you go around the league, there is a lot of uncertainty with a lot of offensive lines. Yeah. Go right down the road in Pittsburgh and go talk to their fans about their offensive line situation.
Would you feel more confident with Jack Conklin at left tackle than you would with Jed Wills?
But that feels like a trick question.
It absolutely is. 216-474-0092. Would you feel more confident with Jack Conklin at left tackle than you would with Jed Wills? I want to ask you that question, Anthony.
Oh, we're doing it right now.
Do you feel more confident? Which one would you feel more confident with?
Jack's tough because he's just coming off injuries too, and he's played so little that obviously I'm worried about his situation as well. So Jedrick just needs to get. I don't want to close the book on Jed Wills. I know so many fans do. This is a contract year for him. It is make or break. I am a little also alarmed at how arthroscopic knee surgery turned into him. All these months later,
there had to be something worse in there when they opened him up. Now, I don't know any other injuries that happened, but there had to be something worse in there when they opened him up. If it comes to health, Jack Conklin has not been the healthiest person over the last couple of years because of those injuries. When it comes to longevity, Jed Wills has had more longevity. I think that Jed Wills is a natural athlete. I think that's what bothers people about it. I think he's probably a better natural athlete than Jack Conklin. Both have played left and right tackle. Like maybe Jack Conklin would take exception to that. I'm not sure. Jed is younger. I would still have more confidence in Jed Wills over at left tackle. He's not the greatest left tackle in the NFL. He's not the worst left tackle in the NFL. I think he does an okay job. Every year, every game, there's going to be a ceremonial holding call or a ceremonial false start or something like that, and you just hope you get it out of the way early and it doesn't hurt you that bad. For Jed, the issue has always been, you're taking 10th overall. Are you playing to the level of 10th overall? Overall, I would say he hasn't. He has not played 10th overall. He has not played to that level. But has he played like a bust? Absolutely not.
Right. I think you have to reinforce that
absolutely
more because
not.
Fans think he's a bust.
And middle of the road as an offensive lineman will still get you paid. So if he comes back and he shows anything, yeah, it's a discussion on whether or not to pay him. Not just, well, we're going to let him go and we're going to find ourselves another offensive tackle. No, it's a legitimate discussion to pay him. So while I see Jack Conklin, a lot of people get excited about him coming back and playing left tackle, even though I don't think they had much – faith in him to play right tackle because of the injury history before, it's still, to me, Jed Wills is your best option. I just don't know when he's going to come back. It was encouraging yesterday to see some of him where he was working with some of the trainers. That's the way a lot of people took it, so hopefully he'll be back in the next couple of weeks. I'd still rather have Jed Wills than Jack Conklin over at left tackle.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.